So let's review. The Gemara continues with halachas pertaining to gaboi tzedakah. Tan rabbanan, ein machashvin mitzdakah im gaboi tzedakah, v'loi behekdesh im agizbaran. The gaboi or the gizber is not asked for an accounting of the tzedakah or hekdesh money that he collected and dispersed because they're trustworthy. As the pasuk in Sefer Melachim says, v'loi chashvu es anashim asher yitnu es hakesef al yadam losis lo'isa melacha, ki be'emuna heim oisim. Nevertheless, Rabbi Lazar says, "Afa pishesh leilo adam gizber neman b'teich beisai yatzra v'yimna." It's advisable that before a person gives money, even to his trusted treasurer from whom he will ask for an accounting later, he should count it and wrap it up, as the pasuk there states, "Vayitzuru v'yimna sakesav nimtza beis Hashem." The Gemara proceeds with the following machlokes. Rav Huna says, "Baitkin lemezaynus ve'ein baitkin lechsus." If a poor person asks for food, we must investigate whether he indeed needs it. However, if he appears before the gabbai inadequately clothed, we do not investigate whether he needs clothing. This halacha can be proven from a pasuk and is also self-understood. Ein bayt kin liksus, because appearing before the gabbai inadequately clothed is degrading, and we assume that he's truly in need because otherwise he would not do this. However, baitkin lemezaynus, because claiming to be hungry is not degrading, and perhaps he is not truly in need. Ibayse makra, regarding food, the pasuk states, halei paros l'rav lachmecha, offer your bread to the hungry. The word paros is written with the letter sin, which can also be read as a shin, and teaches parosh v'hadur havle, investigate first and then give him bread. However, regarding clothing, the same pasuk states, kisira orim v'chesisai. If you see someone unclothed, you should cover him. This implies kisira la'alter, clothe him immediately when you see him without any questions. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says vice versa. Baitkin lechsos ve'ein baitkin lemezaynus. For clothing we investigate, but for food we do not investigate. Ibayse mesvara v'ibayse mekra. Ibayse mesvara haikam etzarale v'hailoikam etzarale. Ein baitkin lemezaynus, because hunger is physically painful and must be alleviated immediately. Baitkin lechsos, because inadequate clothing is not physically painful and can wait. Ibayse mekra. Regarding food, the pasuk states, halei paros l'rav lachmecha, the word paros is pronounced as a sin like the letter samach, and teaches paros la'alter, offer him the bread immediately without any questions. However, regarding clothing, the pasuk states, kisira ar mechisisa kishiyira locha, clothe him only after you are convinced that he is in need. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Masechtas Peah. Ein peichsin la'ani ha'evei memakum l'makum, mikika b'pungin mi'arbesoin b'sela. If a poor person travels from place to place, he is given a loaf of bread the size of a quarter kav, which is enough for two meals. This is explained in detail in Rashi on the Mishnah in Erevin, Pei Bezum Abeis. See our review there. Lon, noisn le parnosis lina. If he spends the night, he is given a bed and a pillow. Shabbos, noisn le mosn shalish tudis. If he stays for Shabbos, he is given three meals. The Braisa adds, however, im hoye machzer ala psachim enis kakonoi. If he goes around soliciting, he does not receive money from the kupa. And our papa explains, he does not receive a larger sum, such as full meals, but he does receive a small sum. The minimum requirement for tzedakah is 1/3 of a shekel per year, and shkula tzedakah k'neged kol ha-mitzvos. The mitzvah of tzedakah is equivalent to all the mitzvahs, because the pasuk states, "V'hamideinu aleinu mitzvahs losis aleinu shlishas hashekel b'shana l'avoydes beis lekeinu." The Gemara proceeds with three statements of Rabbi Lazar regarding tzedakah that are alluded to in the siman Gadol Mikdash Moshe. Gadol, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Gadol hama'asa yisim ena'isa. One who gets others to give tzedakah is greater than the one who actually gives tzedakah. Because the pasuk states, "V'hayim ma'aser hatzdaka shalim va'avodes hatzdaka hashkid v'vetach adoylam." Mikdash, Amar Rabbi Lazar, bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim adam shekel shiklo yomaskapaloi. During the times of the beis hamikdash, a person would give a machzis hashekel for the karbanas and achieve atonement. However, achshav shein beis hamikdash kayim im oisin tzedaka mutav. Nowadays, when there is no beis hamikdash, if a person gives tzedaka, all will be well. But if not, the non-Jews will confiscate his money. Moshe, Amar Belazar, Gadol ha'isa tzedakah b'seiser, yesim Moshe Rabbeinu. Person who gives tzedakah in private is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, because regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk states, ki yagartib im le'ha'af v'achema. Moshe Rabbeinu feared both Av and Chema. While regarding Oysa Tzedakah, the Pasuk states, Matan Besesa Yichfa Af B'Shoichad B'Cheik Chama Aza. One who gives tzedakah in private will eliminate both af and chema. Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees and says, af kaifa, chema ain't a kaifa. He eliminates only af, but not chema, because the pasuk states, v'sheichet b'cheik chema aza, af v'sheichet b'cheik chema aza, even though one gives tzedakah b'seser, chema will still prevail. V'amar of Yitzchak, kol ha'naisin pruta la'ani, mizbarach b'sheish brachas. One who gives even one pruta to a poor person is blessed with six brachas. One who comforts a poor person is blessed with 11 brachas. And Tosfos adds that one who does both, 17 brachas. Rabbi Yitzchak says, if a person seeks to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah, Hashem will provide him with the means to give tzedakah, because the pasuk states, Reidiv tzedakah b'chesed yim tzedakah tzedakah b'chavit. Rav Nachum Yitzchak adds, "Kol ha'roidef achar tzedakah, Kadosh Baruch Hu mamtzi lebnei Adam hamuganim laslan tzedakah kedei lekabel aleim scharai." If a person seeks to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah, Hashem will provide him with worthy recipients, and he will be rewarded for the mitzvah. However, regarding those who were not worthy of the mitzvah of tzedakah, Yirmiyahu Navi cursed them and said, "Afilu b'shal shekayfen nesitzron emavakshin lasas tzedakah lefanecha hachshilim bebnei Adam she'inim huganin kedei shleikabel aleim sachar." Even if they do seek to fulfill mitzvah tzedakah, Hashem will provide them with unworthy recipients so that they will not be rewarded. From the above pasuk, Reidiv tzedakah v'chesed, yim tzachayim tzedakah v'chavid, Rishum Levi learns, kol ha'roga lasa tzedakah, seicha havin le'bonim bali chachma bali oisher bali agada. If a person gives tzedakah regularly, he will merit sons who are chachamim and are wealthy and will speak publicly in agadata. Bali chachma dechseb yim tzachayim, bali oisher dechseb tzedakah, Bale gadu dechsev v'chavid, ksev hacha v'chavid, ksev hasam kvayid chachamim yinchalu.